Almighty Heavenly Father. Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Fill my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, it's just good to know the Lord. Thank God for Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I want to thank Brian for getting the choir back together. Yeah, yeah. I said, go scrape them up wherever you got to get them, get them. Get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God for our musicians. Thank God for all our choirs. And hallelujah. Let me tell you what I think. I think if you're going to be crazy, we ought to be crazy for the Lord. No reflection. If we can holler at a football and at a basketball and a baseball, why can't we holler for Jesus? The football didn't wake me up this morning. The basketball didn't wake me up this morning. But it was Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. The God that need nothing. Number 88. God that needs nothing. Number 88. He needs nothing. Not a thing in the world. You don't have nothing that God needs. I mean nothing. He can use what you got, but he doesn't really need it. Number 88. Look at Romans 10, 13 through the 15th verse. Romans 10, 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall, not might, but shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Not to have the preacher. Can't hear without the preacher. And how shall he preach except he be sent? Because we got so many went preachers and not sent preachers. Went preachers. I'm still dealing with my sermon now. So don't look at me funny, nobody. Oh, boy. Some of y'all didn't need to know who God is. I'm confessing. He don't. I promise y'all, as little William said, God doesn't play. God knows he doesn't play. Nothing to play with. And you have to try to do what he said and please him. And we still come short of his glory. John 10 and 10. I'm still dealing with the devil. You've got to deal with him. You try to ignore him, but he's present. The thief cometh, but some not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? We must keep the devil in the picture. Because Jesus said he is here. He is the cause of all the sin that you see happening right now. He is the seed of sin. That's where sin originated from him. So he present. And folks don't like to talk about sin, but the sin seed is still here. And God don't want us to be ignorant of his presence. That's when we got to talk about him. He present. Hallelujah. The great sin of mankind is the sin of unbelief. Long as he can stop you believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and able to do anything but fail, he got you in his lock and you don't even know it. If he can stop you, if he can blind your belief in this book here, the devil got a foot on your neck and you don't even know it. And the only thing to get his foot off of your neck is to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and able to do anything but fail. Until then, he still got his foot on your neck. But we don't like to bring him up. Well, tell Jesus about it. He the one told us. Jesus, I have come. Jesus, but the devil have come also. He's not telling us just to ignore it. He letting you know he there, right there. Everywhere you go, he there. Like Jesus never slumber nor sleep, the devil never slumber nor sleep. He present. And God God gave man. Everybody say man. God gave man the solution for his sin. And that solution is Jesus Christ. No other solution. That's the only one God gave you. That's the only one don't work. No other solution will work on the devil. Lord Almighty. He gave us. He here. But I gave you the solution. How to handle him. And in these last and evil days, most preachers, everybody say preachers. Most preachers don't want to disturb sin. That's what got the world in a mess right now. But most preachers don't want to touch sin. Go ahead, brother. If I get to it, I'll tell you why, just but I mean, don't want to touch sin. Most preachers are afraid to bring up sin. And some church, he better not even bring it up. Most church, some churches can't bring up sin. Afraid the folk don't get rid of him. Afraid the folk don't leave. That's why it got so many so-called preachers. God, real preacher gonna tell you the truth if he got to ruin himself. This one got the world in a mess, but we don't want to hear about how the mess got here and where he is. That's a strange thing. We can believe this if we want to. We are living on the edge. We are living on the border of the last days. And God wants me to preach on what's happening in the world today. I promise you. I promise you. We want to have a whole sermon to just sing around, just dancing in the lounge then. The Hebrew children in the fire furnace, they got out and they well. But we still in the den. Oh, boy. So we got to preach. And my brother and sister, Jesus. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Told me, I don't know about nobody else. Tell them I'm on my way back. He told me that years ago. He done got so close, he got to put me back on it.
Reverend.
And you can see the signs all around us, those who study the Bible. Those who are spirit-minded and study the Bible, you can see it all around us. Read your Bible. Read your Bible.
Amen.
Oh, boy. He coming back. We stopped off on last Sunday telling you what kind of gospel that most church folks want to hear in these last and evil days. And there are only two kinds of gospel on this earth to follow. Truth or lie. Jesus or Satan. And everybody on this earth is finding one help but two. Because both of them are present with us. Both of them have preachers to preach their gospel. Ain't that so? Jesus called preachers. The devil called preachers. Oh boy. But we take it lightly. Jesus had a poor pitch. The devil had a poor pitch. That's the thing. He wanted to imitate Jesus. But all the thing about Jesus, he wants folks to see him. But he can get saved. But the devil deceives folks. The fool him. But God is not a man to fool nobody. The devil is a trickster. He likes to trick folks. Because he knows he's a liar. He is false. He fooled folks in religion. He'll make you feel good. Just to get your soul.
All right.
Long as you won't have Jesus,
yes, sir.
You're in a hand, you shake a hand with the devil and don't know it. If you feel like you're going to get close to him, and you're worried about, I need a car so bad. And the devil said, that's my boy. A car just might drive up. And somebody just may offer to him. They keep the man blind. God didn't give it really to him, but the devil gave it to him to keep his mind off Jesus. Did you not know the devil can give you things off this world to keep your mind off of Jesus Christ? He'll give you, can I say, stuff. Reverend Walker, what? It's all right. Skipper, if he offered Jesus the whole world, a car ain't nothing to give you coming from the devil. He tackled the Son of God. Now, if he tackled and offered the Son of God things of the world, you know good and well he give us stuff.
That's right.
Can I say stuff?
Right.
Don't borrow my stuff. God Almighty. He real. He ain't nothing to play with. Just like William said, he real. He got a hell. And he doesn't own it. The hell was built for him. And that one enough, God said, I'm going to put him in a lake of fire. Now that's his home. He's just not there right now. But he's trying to send everybody there before he get there. Doesn't talk about the devil. Jesus said he here. And we believe that he's not present. Oh boy. Paul, look at 2 Timothy 4:1-5.
I charge thee, therefore before God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom.
We don't call.
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine.
Preach what?
The word.
This the word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This the word of God.
Yes.
White House didn't have nothing to do with this. The Blue House didn't have nothing to do with this. This God's Word. His Word is life. And life eternal. This the only Word, the only book got life eternal in it. Preach the word, preachers.
Yes, sir. You're right, Pastor.
Preach the word, preachers. If they don't want to hear it, you still preach it.
Amen. That's right.
A lot of folks walk out on the word, but they don't have to come back to the word.
That's right.
The only way to go to heaven, you got to hear the preacher. Preach the word. When they don't want it, preach it. When they want it, preach it. In season, out of season. So the gospel got a season. Season where a lot of folks may get saved.
Yeah.
A season where they don't want to be saved.
Right.
A season they love the world. A season they hate Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Season.
God
Almighty. Preach good stuff all the time.
Yes, sir.
He didn't say that.
No, sir.
Preach that to the Lord all the time.
No, sir.
Tell them they got a breakthrough coming all the time.
No, sir. No, sir.
Yeah.
But watch what the Bible says. Not what folks preaching, not what folks say, but what the Bible says. Be ready all the time.
Yes,
you'll catch the season.
Yes, sir.
Out of season.
Yes, sir.
Reproof.
Yes.
Tell them what God said. Then rebuke.
Yes.
That's what the church don't want in these last days to be what? Rebuke.
Yes.
We don't want to be rebuked. We want to live like
free. Come on now.
We want to live right, but don't want to be rebuked. I told you on last Sunday, time to say something about sin. He married now. I'm called and married. I boasted. This the Bible. This the Bible. This was wrong with us, man. This was wrong with us. God Almighty. We want to come to church, a lot of us, and don't church Christmas, or, and don't want the preacher said nothing about my sin.
Right.
I ain't going over there, cause he disturbed me. I'm so glad he disturbed you. Better do something about it if he disturbed you. God trying to get your attention. Walking out from it ain't gonna help you. Still got to meet Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
I found out something. I found out folks love for us to talk about what Jesus can do.
Amen. Amen.
They love to hear that.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
Tell me, Jesus, what I can get from you.
Yep.
They love that. Tell me what you can do for me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Folks love that kind of gospel. They love what Jesus, they love to hear what he can do, but just don't tell me everything you say.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. We love to hear all the things that God can do for us. But don't want me to tell you what I said do for God.
There you go. Right? That's it.
A melanin.
Yes, go ahead, brother. Yes, Preach on.
The preacher. Everybody's a preacher.
Preacher.
The preacher is to preach the whole Bible.
Amen.
That's right.
The whole Bible.
That's right. Don't sit down. The Bible gonna hit you. I don't care who you are. If you human, the Bible gonna hit you somewhere. He hit everybody. But don't get mad at the preacher who tell you what God said don't do. But folks will say, I want my breakthrough. I'm waiting on my breakthrough. Your breakthrough needs to get saved sometimes.
All right.
I've got to tell you the whole gospel. I'll be a poor pastor if I don't warn you about the devil.
Yeah,
God.
You're right.
Stand up, two or three of y'all boys. Y'all stand up there. Yeah. I'm a crazy preacher, y'all. It's your first time you've been here. I'm a crazy preacher. Come a little close. Watch this. Can I use y'all for a minute? Now, these are nothing but snakes. These I can use now. These are nothing but snakes. Nothing but snakes. They are rattlesnakes. They'll bite you right now. Come on, man. This my son. He young. He don't know nothing. I'm just a little baby. I'm got to tell him about the snakes. God didn't put the devil here and want us to be ignorant of him. He said he is what? Present. And here your child. Think about it. Here your child got to go on the other side of the block there and all these rattlesnakes. And you ain't going to warm your child?
That's right.
Hey, y'all, don't bite nobody, but you can do it. You got to warn. Jesus called his preacher to warn folks. Not the matter he's perfect, but he got to warn the flock. You can't hear without a preacher. You got to have the preacher. Everybody standing in the pulpit has been called by God. The devil got preachers just like Jesus got preachers. When you find a pastor never tell you about your sin, you better watch him yourself. I'm got to preach the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. If I love you, I'm going to tell you what. Can't hear without the preacher. Try to do without it, but you can't hear the Bible. It's the Bible.
Right.
So many folks try to lead themselves. And Jesus went far enough that you shall know them by their fruit. Oh. You don't go to an apple tree and find them thorns. You shall know them by their fruit. I'm going to get me an apple and there ain't no thorns on it. Something ain't right here. You're right, something ain't right. If I'm your pastor, you're at the night spot and see me right now bumping around, something wrong somewhere.
Yeah. All right. All right. Amen. 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 Amen.
You shall know them by their fruit. If you're a real preacher, you ought to see me with my wife and not your girlfriend. You shall know them by their fruit. You shall know them by their fruit. heart of mine. Marvel not. Don't be surprised. Satan have all kind of gospels. Heart of mine. Paul, how about looking at 2 Corinthians for me? 11, 13 through 15.
For such are false apostles.
Listen.
Deceitful workers.
Yes, sir.
Listen.
Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
Trying to act like. This the Bible. Mm. I'm not hard on people, I'm preaching the Bible.
Preach, brother.
This thing is real. For such as false apostles, deceitful workers, they know how to do it. Transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ, how to act like Christ. Say one or two words to make you feel good. Not to matter you judging folks for what you see, you just see. You ought to get to every Bible study you can get to when he talks about the real gospel. I found out some. I found out really a lot of church folk don't know what's going on. All around, and they don't know what's going on. That's one thing.
Yes, sir.
Heart of mine. That every pastor ought to make his congregation aware of the devil.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Mama.
Aware. To let you make your children aware of this and that. Bad. That's my job for your soul. The devil real. Jesus ain't real. If you say he wasn't real, you're calling God a lie. He can't lie. That's his holy name. Read on, Paul.
And no marvel.
No marvel. What?
For Satan himself.
Heart of mine.
Is transformed into an angel of light.
Transform himself into the angel of light. May do one or two good things just to fool you. He know how to put on. The more real you are, the deeper he got to go to transform himself.
Amen. Amen.
If you know you don't know nothing, he can just do any little crazy thing.
Yeah. 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 Yes,
fooling folks. He real. He real. He'll let you come to church.
Amen.
And you can't worship for looking at somebody cut their hair and kicks right.
All right.
Any way to get your mind off of the word of God, he gonna do it. Yeah.
That's right.
Any way he can fool you, he gonna do it. He know how to do it. He a master of his job.
Yes.
He can make things look real, but they're not real. God Almighty. Transform himself. He darkness.
Yes, sir.
He is the darkness. But he transformed himself to an angel of light. He is an angel. That's when you got to know everything that talked to you in your mind. You got to listen to what he said and then compare with the word of God. Not what folks doing, but with the word of God. And he gets so many folks because they don't know the Bible.
Amen.
And some don't go to church but for nothing. And some of the preacher ain't preaching nothing but prosperity.
You're right.
The devil, you got to watch the devil. He'll keep you with stuff. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Therefore, it is no great thing.
Listen.
If his ministers,
God Almighty,
also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
You tell me, Paul, he got ministers too?
Yes, sir.
Right. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Many of them.
He got ministers. He got. You tell me he got preachers?
He got preachers.
He got pastors?
He got pastors.
He got deacons?
He got deacons.
He got choir members?
He got choir members.
He got ushers?
He got ushers.
I don't want to know, that's all.
The whole church.
He imitate.
Yes, sir.
He looked like.
Yes.
He put on.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to listen to that folk how they talk.
You're right, Pastor.
Look like a Christian. Somebody just got to tell me how a Christian look. Please come up and tell me. How do a Christian look? Please tell me. How do a child of God look? Please tell me. Some of them get messed up. He got preachers. He got everything. Just like Jesus. But only him. He is phony.
Amen.
And shall be according to their works. God's going to get them at the end. I'm going to judge them by their works. Let me explain a little bit. Now, when I say work, now, all of in hell, but this, you got some departments of hell.
All right.
Worse than this part.
Yes, sir.
You got some preachers. Folk that lead folks astray. God got a special place for them. I'm use you too, boy. You know, now, he going to hell. I'm going to use you. Oh, you don't mind it.
No.
He'll be in hell, but you weren't as bad as he was.
I'm
going to judge him like that, see. But you're still in hell. According to your what? Works. You led a lot of folks to hell. But he, you know, had about two or three. But he's still in hell. His punishment going to be, your punishment going to be worse. He's going to pay us according to our what? What? Christian the same way. Christian art the same way. He's going to judge us according to our what? What? You break that down a little bit. You need to break this stuff down a little bit. A lot of folks love to get up in church and be seen. They ain't trying to show Jesus. They want to show themselves. You're a Christian, all right. But that will be taken from you in your judgment time. Because you weren't trying to show Jesus. You're trying to show yourself.
Right,
we're going to be all judged according to our works. When we're doing good work and don't mean it well for nothing and got meanings in our heart, that going to be taken away from Christians.
All
of us going to be judged according to our works. Talking about Christians now. Oh, God. Preach Walker. Watch this. If you don't want God, real preachers, I promise you. Everybody say, I promise you. I promise you the devil got your kind.
All right.
Yeah.
He's going to see to you having your kind. If you don't believe in God, real preacher, I promise you the devil got your kind. What do you mean by what you want to hear?
That's right. That's right. That's
right. Amen. I didn't want to hear a little short story. Your short story. He's got that kind of preaching. The devil got that kind. But it's a little short story. Know how to fix them things. Demonstrate yourself. Illustrate it. I just like the way he moved. He got your kind. If you don't care nothing about God, real preacher, I promise he got your kind. The devil got it for you. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. But God have only one kind of preachers. One kind of pastor. The one who been called and sent by God. And not by Satan, nor man. And he will preach the whole truth of God's word. Don't care about who in here. Or who over there. He is to preach the whole gospel out of love.
All right. Thank
you. You just need to be a real preacher, that's all.
That's it. Right.
What happened when you're real? You love people's souls.
All right.
God put you over those peoples. Oh, boy. Trouble when I... He put you over them folks. He said, these my people now, Walker. Jesse, these my people. And you better be careful how you treat them.
That's right. That's right.
Don't use them for your benefit.
All right.
Don't go with their women.
All right.
Don't bother their boys. Don't mess with the men.
All right. You're right.
I'm depending on you to love my peoples. That's me. I can't get off this thing. God told me to preach what I said. Preach, boy. You got to hear from yourself. I promise you, God don't take no mess.
All right.
God knows he doesn't play. He'll make me be calling like a woman to get in his way. Don't play with him, boy. Please don't play with him. He's just nothing to play with. God Almighty. And my brother and sister. Seem like everybody wants to be a preacher. But it is a real calling by God. And not how well you can speak. It's not how you feel. It's not you had a dream. I promise you it's a real calling.
You're right. You're right.
It's a real calling.
That's right.
Don't let nobody call you to be a preacher. If God didn't call you, you better set yourself down. It's a real calling. You know it yourself. Too many men calling folks. Too many women calling folks. You look like a preacher. You act like a preacher. How a preacher act? Don't let nobody call you to preach. It's a calling. It's a calling. I had a dream. Devil can give you a dream. I feel like it. The devil makes you feel like it. I think. The devil can make us think. And my brothers and sisters, God called his real preachers. Lord Almighty. It's real. He's not perfect. So get that straight right now. He's not perfect, but he's going to live like a devil. He doesn't live like a devil. If he lived like a devil, he better check his calling out.
All right. You're right. You're right.
That's right.
If he put everything before God and his people, he better check.
All right.
Get out.
All right.
Thank you.
A real hard boy.
Go ahead. Come on, Reverend.
I reckon, Jeff, you know, you get to think about yourself.
Uh-huh.
Don't you? Make you preach like this, you get to think about yourself. I told y'all last Sunday, so many folks are going to be a preacher. Just suppose I had went. It took me years. It didn't start the day and next month. Oh, it was years. What really stopped you, Reverend Walker? I didn't hear nothing.
All right.
You didn't hear nothing. You won't preach. You better go and preach. I'm going to preach. You better go and preach. I ain't hear nothing.
All right.
It's a calling.
Yes,
I can remember the close of time I might have preached and still wasn't on call.
Right.
Watch this now. We had to go up with our pastor. And Reverend Thomas Lewis Church. I never forget him. I knew things I get happy. I shout. Told the folk, don't hold me no more. But let me break my neck. God knows I told him. God knows what. I got so happy singing, boy. Poor, I came out the pulpit. I'm singing now.
Yes, sir.
Time for the choir. Sing now,
yes,
see.
Sir.
I wasn't preaching him, but I came out the choir stand.
Yes,
sir. Well, I just, went to the back where the worship set and come back around again.
Yes,
I end up in the kitchen. God knows I'm not lying. And from the depth of my heart, here come a preacher. While I was sitting there, I had to cool off, you know. He said these words. I ain't going to say what he said. I said another word. I ain't going to break it up, though. But he said, you better turn yourself on and preach. I didn't move. And I'm glad today I didn't move. Oh, God, I'm about to shout.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something. Go tell your king happy. God ain't going to do nothing to you. Go tell your king happy. Don't let nobody call you to preach. Go tell your king happy. Then you'll know God called you.
This is Catalog number 1641. Catalog number 1641.
God ain't going to do nothing to you. He's going to tell everybody else, why can't he tell me? I'm the one got to preach.
Yeah.
He ain't going to do nothing to you. The devil want to get you out there without a calling.
Yeah.
Now you're catching hell. You're preaching, but you're catching hell. Oh, Lord, don't call me. I ain't calling you to preach. To watch the devil.
Amen.
You got to watch him. I don't know how much. I'm about to get happy again.
All right,
boy, I don't find out. I've been pastoring 39 years. Boy, if you go without God calling.
Yeah.
May get a church.
Yeah.
however Cain may be, you're going to need the Lord. Folks can get your hair. Some of them hate you. But God is standing by your side. That means you're going to need God. He'll fight your battle for you. If God be for us, who can be against us? They're going to talk about you. They're going to lie on you. They're going to get you for you. But you just keep on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right. Hallelujah. Bless you, Reverend.
Don't let nobody call you to preach. Know for yourself. If you got to do it, well, know for yourself. And then you ain't got no doubts nowhere.
Amen. Amen.
Got 6 more minutes, and I told, guess what? I didn't even put no resume in over here. Some of them may be, I know Miss Bruce is here, and there's more of them, but yeah, it's another moment. Watch this. Now, when I got up, time for me to preach, I got up, I said these words. I'm telling you right now, I'm not looking for no church. I'm telling you right now, I'm not looking for no church. Got up and preached. I don't know how many minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, and got my $10 and left. And thought I'd never come back from the depths of my heart. Didn't want to come back. Wasn't looking to come back. And next week they call me. We rode on to Vietnam. I was teaching. I was in the community. Going, boy, we had folks getting saved, full of the Holy Ghost, and we was in the project over in South Bethlehem, and I was meditating over there, meditating, and just, you know, I've got to teach in a few minutes. Here come my wife, come and whisper in my ear, and said these words. Yes, they call you to preach at New Bethlehem. From the depths of my, I know y'all, I'll be trying, watch this. Time she said that, God knows something hit me right there. I felt it. But I ain't asked for no church. Asked for no church. I felt it and I heard it. Whew, brother. Oh, I'm looking for no church. And had to go next week to be there. Wrote my letter, said they'd call you at New Bethlehem. Oh, Lord, I'm much. Boy, I got to pray. Have you even know God call you?
You're right. You're right.
Don't let nobody call you.
Yes, sir. Boy,
folks give you hell.
Yes, sir.
But God will fight your battle.
Yes.
If you tell folks the truth, He'll fight your battle for you. Wife working, children in school. Boy, I'm supposed to go next Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I'm so much scared to death. I ain't asked for no church. I'm praying, boy. Oh, Lord. Lord, look, now watch what I'm saying here now. You know, I'm saying, Lord, do you really want me to go? Crying in two boys, I'm scared to death. Lord, do you really want me to go? I said about 3 times, I heard a boy say these words. If I didn't want you to go, I wouldn't have let him sit for you.
Amen.
I said, you're sitting Moses down there when he went with the children of Israel, man. You're sitting him down there. Who's going with me? I'm going with you.
Amen.
I said, Lord, I can't say no big word. You can say what I said, can't you? God knows I'm not lying. I'm the big word. Just tell them what I said. I'm the big word. it would. God does things like that for a reason. Just what's wrong with America right now? You know that next Sunday. What's wrong with America? I mean, what's wrong? I don't pass the New Bethlehem.
All right.
I don't pass the New Bethlehem. Jesus passed the New Bethlehem. I promise you. Tell me, I don't come here and vote your money. Gave me anniversaries. I don't know how many anniversaries I had. I've been 39 years. I don't think I had 10. I don't think I had 10 anniversaries. Let me tell you one reason. I didn't want the first one. You know, they make you do it, you know, to get got a pass and shut up. No, I don't want one. He just won't tell me anything. But watch this. Let me tell you one reason. The secret, what mine was. When I be sitting up there, just me now, I don't care about nobody who helped the preach before he happened. I'm talking about Rev. Walker now. Look like I'm sitting on a throne. I ain't worried what it look like.
Yes! Yes!
Sitting on a throne. He the only one sits on the throne. I've been out of here on anniversary.
Yes, sir.
I let them do a few things for me. They know me.
Yes, sir.
Easy. One woman come to me and say, Reverend, y'all hold your head up, Reverend, and like you want to cry. I said, I do want to cry.
Uh-huh.
Not worried.
Right.
I know who the boss.
Yeah.
I know who pastor.
Yeah.
Y'all sit down, please. We're finna get ready to go. Get carried away sometime. I get talking like that, but he real, y'all. I tell all these preachers. I talk to them a lot. Talk to them a lot. Don't run at nothing. Put your resume in, go and preach it.
Yes, sir.
And tell the folks the truth.
Yes, sir.
Don't be begging for no church.
Amen.
You begging to catch some hell.
Amen.
Let God put you there.
Amen.
And when he puts you there, he there.
Amen.
He'll fight your battle for you. He is a savior. You come to save folks. That's my job. That's the preacher's job. That's saint's job. And to tell you, Jesus has come to save. And if you love, give your life to Christ. Little William told us, you couldn't get no family, he told us. See, we play church too much. Oh, I'm going to heaven when I die.
Amen.
I don't even worry about it. I'm going to heaven when I die. Watch this now. I'm going to heaven when I die. Now. What bothers me sometimes? I want to see my folks, our pastor up there.
Amen.
That means I tell you the truth. I don't want your blood on me. No kind of way. preacher gonna be in hell had the name of preachers.
All right.
Because we're leading folks astray.
All right.
That's right.
I want folks who I want everybody to go to hell. But folks who you pastor? Yeah, that's your children. If you say it, you want your children saved. Y'all just like my children. I want to see them in heaven. I'm in heaven sitting on my little throne, if I got one. My little seat or whatever it is. My little stool, whatever it is. On my knees or whatever it is. I want to look out there and see the folks I pastor. He is the Savior. Let us all stand. God got me on this mess. I promise y'all. Preach what I said, preach, boy. Not what folk want to hear. Oh. He's a Savior. My job is to invite you to Jesus. Oh, boy. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. And Jesus had it so simple. If a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. It's not a feel how I feel about it. It's a faith walk. I got faith in what God said in his word. If I believe that in my heart and confess it with my mouth, I'm saved. And you saved. It ain't no feeling. Feeling may come later, but ain't no feeling. It's just I believe and got faith in God's word. Will there be one? I want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. You've got to meet him one day now. You've got to meet him. Please meet him as one of his children. Because everybody got to meet him. And everybody got to bow. Whether they go to hell or heaven, they still got to bow. They got to bow and God going to send them to hell. If those who are not saved. Will there be one? Somebody may want to come by Christmas film. By letter, you may come. Will there be one? Be a part of this membership. Will there be one?